Xbox.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. One of the highlights of the week is sitting down with one of our independent booksellers to discuss some great reads that they want to share with Roundtable listeners. So it is a thrill to welcome Lily Bartels, book buyer for the Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery in Schenectady, New York, here to give us this week's list. Good morning, Lily. How are you?
I'm good, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Very nice to have you on the program once again. Always a pleasure. Where would you like to begin?
I'm actually going to start this time with three children's books, but I will say that all three of them have great crossover appeal to adults as well. So I'm going to start with a book called Sunshine, which is by Ludwig Bemelmans, who, as most people know, is the creator of Madeline. And this is a reissue of a picture book that was first published in 1950, and it's a story in rhyme about a music teacher and her grumpy landlord who will do anything for peace and quiet. So when Mr. Sunshine rents the apartment below him to this woman, Miss Moore, who's this sweet older woman who's he thinks is going to just be the ideal tenant, he really has no idea what he's in for. But he will find out in a quite noisy way because Miss Moore is a teacher who plans on running a music school in her apartment. And so he tries to evict her, and she has to scramble to try to outwit him and keep the apartment. And she does this with the help of her students in a series of increasingly ridiculous situations that come to involve 2,000 umbrellas. And that's all I'll say about that. You'll have to read the book to find out where how those figure in.
All right.
But it's funny. It's clever. And his illustrations, which are instantly recognizable, are just beautiful. They draw you in. They're full of color and sort of antic movement. And they highlight many New York City landmarks. And at the end of the book, there's a little bit of Christmas Eve magic that is just a perfect finishing touch to a very satisfying ending.
Very nice. Well, the name of the book is Sunshines by Ludwig Bemelmans. Next up.
Next up is This Is Your Time by Ruby Bridges. And I know that recently the station aired an interview with Ruby Bridges, who, of course, was the child who at the age of six was the first black child to integrate an all-white elementary school in New Orleans. And she was inspired by the recent wave of Black Lives Matter activism led by young people fighting for racial justice to share her story and offer a call to action with this little book that is written as a letter from herself to the reader. So in this beautiful little book, she recounts her experience as this child who had to be escorted to class by federal marshals. And when she was chosen as one of the first black kids to integrate this all-white public school system, and the incredible hatred, the racial hatred that she faced is almost unimaginable. And as an adult, she also lost her oldest son to random violence. And yet she still believes in and still advocates for positive change. She believes that it can happen. And the book could not be more timely, of course. It's full of hope, which we sorely need right now. It's encouraging. And it also reminds us as we're reading it about the difference that one child made, one courageous little girl and her courageous mother. It's a small book. It's a slim volume. It's very elegant looking. And the cover is a reproduction of one of the most iconic images of the civil rights movement, the wonderful Norman Rockwell painting of Ruby walking to school, being guarded by those federal marshals. And I think this is a book for absolutely everyone.
The name of the book is This Is Your Time by Ruby Bridges. All right. Good stuff. Next up,
we have Bill Nye's Great Big World of Science by Bill Nye and co-authored by Gregory Mohn. This is a great big volume. It's completely engrossing, and I want to say it's much needed in this particular moment when there's so much proliferation of anti-science sentiment. So we know Bill Nye. He's a science educator. He's a TV host. And he and Gregory Mohn are on this mission to help kids understand and appreciate the science that makes our world work. So the book features a range of subjects like physics, chemistry, geology, biology, astronomy, and all those fields of knowledge. And it talks about the key discoveries in those fields, recent advances, and the problems that science still faces that they need to solve for our sake and to preserve the Earth. He explains difficult theories and facts in a really easy to comprehend and humorous way that makes the information really accessible and entertaining. This is the kind of book, Joe, when I was a kid, I would pick up a book like this and I'd be just lost in it for hours. There are more than 30 experiments that kids can do themselves at home to sort of bring that science to life. So this is a great gift book for any child. And I'm telling you, as an adult, just like reviewing this book, going through it, I had to like drag myself away from it because it's fascinating stuff.
Really good stuff. Bill Nye's Great Big World of Science by Bill Nye and Gregory Mohn. All right. Next up.
So now I'm going to pivot to The Answer Is, which is the memoir that Alex Trebek left us shortly before his recent death, and which was just so, so sad. And, he became the host of Jeopardy in 1984. And, you know, since that time, he's been like a family member who comes into your living room every night to bring entertainment and education into our homes. And, you know, he was a very beloved figure. And last year, when he made the announcement that he had been diagnosed with this stage 4 pancreatic cancer, he received such an incredible outpouring of love and kindness and messages of support and just boxes of cards and letters offering encouragement and good thoughts that even though he had resisted many offers over the years to tell his own story, he was moved so much by all of this goodwill that he felt compelled to finally share his story. He said he wanted people to know a little bit more about this person that they had been cheering on for the past year. So it's a memoir. It combines personal anecdotes, his thoughts on marriage and parenthood and education and success. And he also talks about the questions he most got asked most often by Jeopardy fans. He talks about his thoughts about those legendary players like Ken Jennings and James Holzhauer, and also his opinion of Will Ferrell's Saturday Night Live impersonation.
Mm-hmm.
So what it does is that essentially it fleshes out this person that millions of Americans have spent their evenings with since the 1980s. And that's a gift that he's left us.
The name of the book, and it's really special. I have read it. It's very, very good. The Answer Is by Alex Trebek. Okay.
So then, almost as a companion volume, there is a new book called Answers in the Form of Questions by Claire McNear, which is itself a history of Jeopardy. It includes lots of facts and trivia and stats and numbers. But even more than that, all of the people behind the show. This dedicated team, most of whom have been together with the show for ages. So it's a real behind-the-scenes look at how the show is put together. It's a great read for any Jeopardy fan. Clara McNear is witty. She's smart. She's curious. And, you know, she actually has a real reverence for this game show that has meant and continues to mean something to so many of us.
The name of the book is Answers in the Form of Questions by Clara McNear. Our Ian Pickus did a beautiful interview with her, which is posted on our website that we posted just the day after we learned of Alex Trebek's passing. So you can check that out as well. Again, Answers in the Form of Questions. Okay, next up.
I want to just say, fun fact, I was on Jeopardy once. Many years ago, in pre-Alex Trebek days, when Art Fleming was the host.
Oh, wow.
It was both fascinating and terrifying.
And how did you do?
I didn't win Final Jeopardy, but I did get an amazing encyclopedia and a little bit of cash and a play-at-home game.
Very nice. So. Those parting gifts are always the... Well, Ian, who did the interview, also was on Jeopardy, but he was on with Alex, so that was great memory.
When I was on the show, it was in New York, not at L.A.
There you go. So, all right.
But that's ancient history. Okay, so next I'd like to talk about A World Beneath the Sands, The Golden Age of Egyptology by Toby Wilkinson, and he is currently the preeminent scholar of Egyptian civilization. And this is just like a riveting story that covers a 100-year period, so a century, from the time that the Rosetta Stone was deciphered in 1822, I think it was, to the discovery of Tutankhamun's tomb in the 1920s. So it was this 100-year race to uncover Egypt's ancient past that took place in a very heightened atmosphere of grand adventure and really intense international rivalry, where you had the British, the French, the Germans, and the Americans all racing to lay claim to not just the unraveling of this ancient civilization's mysteries, but also to the treasures. So Wilkinson tells the stories of these men and women whose obsession with Egypt's ancient civilization ultimately helped to transform our understanding of that civilization, and particularly that of the Nile Valley and its people. They were travelers, they were treasure hunters, ethnographers, archaeologists, with many different motives, many different methods. But it was a period of intense exploration and scholarship that revealed this lost world that had been buried for centuries under the sand. And he does not shy away from the implications of this era, which comes down to really an imperialist exploitation of Egypt and its ancient history. But it's a fascinating read. I loved it, and I would recommend it to anyone who's looking for an adventure story that's also rich in history and uncovers some amazing facts and information.
A World Beneath the Sands, The Golden Age of Egyptology by Toby Wilkinson. We have about a minute and 20 seconds.
Okay. I'm going to finish with Magic Lessons by Alice Hoffman, who's one of my favorite writers. This is really the origin story of the generation of witches that she taught us about in her two previous books, Practical Magic and The Rules of Magic. I think Practical Magic was a movie back in the 90s with Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman. This new book, Magic Lessons, is the origin story of those earlier books that takes the saga to its source. And its source was this family matriarch named Maria Owens, born in England in the 1600s, fell in love with a man who declared his love for her. She becomes pregnant. He abandons her. She follows him to the New World. And where does he live? Salem, Massachusetts. And so it's in Salem where she becomes caught up in the witchcraft trial hysteria, and that's where she invokes the curse that will follow her family through generations. It's beautifully imagined, beautifully written, with that magical realism that Alice Hoffman is better than anyone at.
We're out of time.
Okay.
All right. Magic Lessons by Alice Hoffman. Great book by a wonderful writer. You can find more on our website. You can link to Lily's list. Lily, thank you very much. You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.